All right, we are back. Thank you for waiting. The time is 1:13. So we learned all about the very cool golf tournament that you guys do. And next year, you know, you got to get those Petersburg girls. We got to let them know what's up.
Right. Wrangell's got to beat them in numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And next year won't be so soggy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad that you all had a good turnout. I was sort of worried that might affect it, but it looks like people planned on doing it, so they did it. Okay, so let's get right into it. We're talking about the cancer care program. Actually, did you give me a sense of how much money did you make off of the tournament? Do we have the final numbers? Okay, we're going right to that. Well, yeah, let us know. Lay it on us.
Linda.
At this point in time, we have $6,700 that we have made from the program, and we have five more sponsors that haven't paid yet, so that would be another $500. So $7,000 is pretty much an average of people we usually help. Now, last year we paid out over $16,000 to recipients of the grants for cancer care. So we'd have to just keep trying to work forward, and hopefully we can keep ahead of the game with our fundraisers and the things we do.
Okay, cool. Then we'll get back to, you know, how this money supports the community. But let's go ahead and learn about how this program got started and just things like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the foundation and how it was started. And originally, it was called the Wrangell Medical Center Foundation, and it was established as a nonprofit foundation in 2006 by Wrangell Medical Center CEO Brian Gilbert. At that time, the purpose was to serve the benefit and welfare of the people of Wrangell and the surrounding area. A main part of the foundation then was to look at how we could make money to be used to build a new hospital. So at that time, that was really the main purpose of the organization, was looking for grants and figuring out how we could raise this money and at the same time do maybe some equipment and some things like that for the facility. As of 2019, the foundation is no longer affiliated with the medical center. When Search took over, they have their own foundation, the Walker Foundation. And since our purpose really was to deal with the benefit and the welfare of the people of Wrangell, we've changed and we really call ourselves the WMC Foundation. And our purpose is really a community foundation with a focus on healthcare for people in the area. We currently have three main programs of the foundation. One is our healthcare scholarship, which is given every year to a student for 2 years, and our cancer care program, and we also help with funding for long-term care activities. We have five main fundraisers. In the February, we have a Chocolate Lovers Festival. The 4th of July, we have a pie sale that we do with Beta. We have the men and women's golf tournaments in August. We have a used book sale in November and a raffle in December. Some of those have like specific purposes. The obviously the golf tournament, that money goes for cancer care. The book sale and the quilt raffle, that money goes into the scholarship fund. The Chocolate Lovers Festival and the money from the pie sale goes to help fund activities that occur outside the facilities and for Christmas presents, some things like that for the long-term care unit. Mm-hmm. The cancer care program, it took a couple of years to establish it just because we didn't have any money to begin with. The program reimburses cancer patients up to $1,000 per year. The money is reimbursement for travel and accommodations when people have to go out of town. It really benefits the people of what we consider to be Southern Southeast. So that's Petersburg and Cake and south of there. The travel assistance applications and brochures are on our website. And our website is wmcfoundation.org. .com. Okay. And it's really important to put it in that way, because if you put in Wrangell Medical Center, Foundation. You'll end up with the website for the old foundation that goes back clear back to 2007. So you need to make sure that it's wmcfoundation.com. We also have brochures and applications that are at sites around the community, like at the public health nurses office. When you go to the website, you can just click on applications and you'll find the application for funds. It is important to remember that it is a reimbursement grant. And so first you have to travel and save your plane tickets or your credit card slips and things like that to be reimbursed. Some people obviously have private insurance and their insurance may pay part or all of expenses. And so this is really looks at people who have insurance or have Medicare, but that does not cover travel or accommodations when you're in a different town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And donations to the Cancer Care Fund are tax deductible, and they can be made on behalf of cancer patients or just as a donation. Donations can be mailed to our address, which is Post Office Box 2175. We are in the process of redoing our brochures and our applications. The ones that are out there do have our new address on them, but we don't use the fax number or the hospital's address anymore.
Okay. Yes, so it sounds like this money is mostly oriented for travel because we do live in Southeast Alaska. We don't have everything that we need for cancer care right here on the island. And then did you say that this is open to not just Wrangell residents, but it's Cake as well as Petersburg?
Petersburg, Huna, Craig, lots of small communities in Southeast.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I would love if you could just tell me a little bit more about, how far does this money go to help, X amount of people?
Over the duration of the cancer care program, we have helped 84 people. We have handed out a total of $112,076.93. There are some people that apply for one grant, and then they find out a treatment plan and they don't have to return. Other people will apply for 2, 3, 4 years if they still have to go back and see the doctor and have things done or be checked. They apply for that, which helps them greatly. We have even had two recipients who received grants for their travel for cancer donate some of the funds back because they believed in the program so strongly. So that has been very beneficial for us also.
Yeah. Could you give me a sense of, these 84 people? You don't need to name them, but give me a sense. What kinds of cancers maybe, or what sort of demographics, are they all older people? Or are there some younger people? What does that look like?
All ages. Yeah. All ages. We've had middle age. We've had older people. I don't believe we've had any children, but everything on the spectrum. We even had one couple apply at the same time, and they were both diagnosed with the same kind of cancer at the same time.
Oh, wow.
There are a lot of different kinds of cancer, from breast cancer to prostate cancer to colon cancer. Any kind you can think of, we have probably had. The doctors put their doctor's name on the form and they tell what kind they have and then we go from there. That isn't something that matters who gets the funds. It's just that it's a type of cancer. Mm-hmm. We encourage everyone, whether they say, I can afford it, it's not that big a deal. The program is there. Use it. It isn't just for people that can't afford to do it. It's for everyone in these small communities. We also get help from Petersburg, for example, they have a fun run every year, and they don't donate part of their proceeds from that back to cancer care to help with it. And so we encourage everyone and anyone that wants to contribute or help to do so.
And the application is basically half a page.
Yes.
And it's very simple, just name, address, and that type of information. And all the information is kept extremely confidential. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing when patients come back year after year requesting funds, because that means they're surviving. Mm-hmm. And that we welcome that. But we do want to spread the word.
Okay, yeah. And I'm really curious, you know, since people can apply from other communities, you know, I'm wondering, why did this program pop up in Wrangell? You know, why is it not Wrangell people are asking, you know, Petersburg for the help or Hoonah? You know, I guess, yeah, if you could speak to that.
Well, I think my husband, Brian Gilbert, he recognized that Ketchikan had a program for cancer patients to help their local patients. Juneau had a program, and so he thought there was a need in Wrangell. And I don't know if when the foundation was first formed, if it was for only Wrangell citizens, or exactly when we decided to go with Southern Southeast.
The cancer program wasn't in the foundation in the very beginning. There was a bylaw change that included the scholarships and the cancer care. And I agree, because Ketchikan has their own program and Juneau has their own program, and it just seemed like there were a lot of people from Wrangell who had to travel out of town for cancer. And so it can be very expensive. Obviously, a certain amount of the population is covered under SURGE or Medicaid, but especially older people. If you have Medicare, there is no funds for transportation or accommodations if you have to go out of town. So that's kind of really important. And the other thing I just wanted to say was, when we talked about pediatric patients just for a second, people probably know or may not know that there is also a fund in town called the Peter Rooney Fund. And that's a fund that was started to help children who, I think it was started originally for cancer, but I think maybe now it may be for any long-term
catastrophic
illness that children has. And I think Janelle Privet was very instrumental in that, and I'm not sure who is in charge of that. But it's been a while since I saw a brochure, but I'm sure that fund is still out there also, and it's really designated for pediatric patients. So there is help for those patients too.
Good.
Okay. And we have always covered all of the small communities, because we felt when we started it that we would start that way and see how it worked, and if we could maintain it, we would do it, because it's hard to do something like that and hard to get funds in the small communities and to promote stuff like that. And we've been able to keep up with it with the small communities. It's when you look at, you know, when I pay people, I mark where they're from. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty even between here and Petersburg, and then we'll have one here and there from Cake, not a lot, but a few from Cake. We've had one or two from Craig, you know, not a lot, but it's pretty even otherwise, and we just would like to encourage all of them to apply if you have cancer and have to travel. The funds are there.
Absolutely. And then, you know, give me a sense of even why somebody has to travel for cancer care. What is the care that we have available in Wrangell to those patients, and what do they need to travel for?
Well, mainly what people travel for is radiation therapy and chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And Wrangell does not do either one of those. maybe in the future they might do chemotherapy. We've done it in the past, but it's a very highly regulated pharmacy item, and it's very difficult to train nurses to do that. So really, anybody with a cancer diagnosis is going to go, or with the thought that they might have a cancer diagnosis, is going to go to some place like Anchorage or Seattle to see specialists and to get their diagnosis. And then for some of those people, it means that maybe they have radiation every day for 5 days a week for a month, and then they come back home. Or maybe they'll be set up for chemotherapy every week for 6 weeks. So either people have to stay out of town for a really long time, or they have to travel back and forth. I would doubt that. I think Juno is the only place that does radiation therapy. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's the only place. And I'm really not sure if there are any oncologists in Southeast Alaska. I think there are visiting ones that come to the different areas, but as far as a real oncologist, I'm not sure that there are. And besides that, oncologists tend to specialize, so that you may have someone who specializes in just breast cancer patients, another oncologist who specializes in gynecology. So really, people are kind of spread through many, many different physicians that they need as their physician for cancer, and everybody really has a primary care physician in the community. But most people travel several times a year, at least, to see their oncologist.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the numbers, when I see $112,000 for 84 people, I mean, that's more than $1,000 for each person. But we do know, like, travel is expensive, lodging is expensive. I mean, how far does this money go for each person? You know, is that one trip for them? It's one extended stay for them? What does that look like?
It's usually one trip if they have to go for the treatment. If it's going down just to see the doctor and to have a checkup, it wouldn't amount to that much. But if they have to go down for any treatment at all, then that usually takes it. I know when, back before we started, I had breast cancer. And I had to go to Seattle and have surgery, have a lumpectomy. And then I had to have 27 days of radiation. And so I had to be there Monday through Friday at a certain time for my 5.5 minutes of radiation. And I couldn't come home because I didn't have enough time. And then I could, you know, once it was over, then I could leave. Then I'd have to go back. First it was 3 months, then it was 6 months, then it was a year. You know, so everybody has their own protocol and things they have to do by what their physician wants or needs or the type of treatment you get. So all of them will vary a great deal. But everybody can get a grant for up to $1,000 a year.